Like this is third or fourth time?
This is my third.
Does it ever get at this point where been there, done that, kind of tired of that, or what?
No, I don't think you can have that kind of attitude. I think that's kind of why I'm here is anytime you get to throw in a Jets jersey, it's a privilege. And obviously not many people get to do that. So I'm just coming here as a, trying to get a head start on main camp. Obviously, I haven't played a game since April, so it's nice to get my feet under me and get back into game speed and obviously meet the new young guys, being I wasn't at development camp. And obviously, I was in their position once, too, my first go at this. So any piece of advice or leadership I can help with them out, too. I think that's obviously I had older guys here with Adam Lowry and stuff my first year that really helped me. So anytime I can calm a little bit of nerves and just keep them relaxing.
Have you found that that's part of your role already?
Yeah, absolutely.
Guys have questions for you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's nonstop, and I like that. I think that's probably why they had me come here, so I can help out with those younger guys. And been here before, played a year of pro, so I know what it takes to play at that level. And any little bit of advice I can give, hopefully I can help them out.
What's going to be a successful year for you this year? How would you categorize it?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I think last year was a perfect example. First year pro, I didn't really know what to expect and just kind of kept my head down and tried to work my ass off at camp. And obviously I got sent down, but I didn't have a bad attitude when I got sent down. I stayed positive and kept working hard and knew how to do to get back up there. And obviously there's a lot of competition, so I went to the rink every day as if I was trying out for the Jets and never took a night off. And even practice, it's like you're always competing. And that was the biggest thing I noticed about the pro level. And this year, obviously, I want to make that big jump to the NHL. Obviously, it's 1 year pro, but they know what's best for me, so I'm just going to control what I can control and let the cards fall into place.
Are there specific things that you want to improve on in the next couple of months?
Yeah, I think this summer is a big summer for me. Obviously, coming off first year pro, that was my first time being on kind of a losing team, so I wasn't really happy about that. That was a learning experience enough in itself. So we had a little bit of a longer summer than we would have liked to, but I think that helped me because I worked out 6 days a week the entire summer, and I actually put on 10 pounds of pure muscle. So
what are you up to now?
195, and
really?
I played at 185 last year.
And how tall are you now?
Hopefully 5'11". probably about the same, but it's pure muscle, so
yeah.
I didn't lose any speed or quickness, which is my biggest thing going in the off season. Obviously, it's a longer summer like that. You want to come back into camp with pretty big jump and improvement, so I think that's where I worked really hard this summer. Like I said, 6 days a week and started skating pretty much. Only took probably 2 months off the entire summer, so it was a long summer for me, and I think it definitely helped me out.
Your production was pretty good last year. Is that still the aim, to really crank that up again?
Yeah, I think so. I think, like I said, that was my first time on obviously not a winning team, so I got the opportunity to play big minutes right off the bat, first line, penalty kill, power play, so I was very thankful for that opportunity and tried to just take advantage of it right away, and felt really good by the end of the year. I felt like one of the leaders on the team, which is pretty rare for a 20-year-old guy to feel like a leader first year pro. But no, I had a lot of confidence going on, hoping to keep that this year. And I don't know. We'll see what happens. Obviously, I'm going to do whatever it takes to play in the NHL for the Jets. And whether that's playing bottom six or whatever they need me, I'm willing to kill penalties. Just try to use my versatility to my advantage wherever they need me. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes.
That's a pretty big crowd you're competing against, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's always been that way for me. I've never really been given anything. And going back to my first year in Portland, Travis Green was my coach, and he said from here on out, never expect anything to be handed to you. You got to earn everything. So it's always been kind of my motto. And,
is it because you're shorter?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, I guess so. But no, I just think you always got to work for what you want. Nobody's going to do it for you. Nobody's going to give it to you. So every night, like I said, you just had to compete and earn a spot, and we're all fighting for the same thing, but we'll see what happens.
Shorter and a kid from Southern California is not going to make it. You've always fought through that stigma, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's always been, I don't really want to say the underdog, because I've always been a pretty good team. I don't know, I come from a family who owns a plumbing supply. So I think coming from that background, they go to work every single day. I'm sorry from nothing. My family is super hard workers. I've never played professional sports, never played the NHL, nothing. So they're there to support me and give me advice along the way, but I'm doing it all myself. And obviously, last year I learned a lot. We had a good coaching staff and a lot of older veterans that helped lead the way, and I learned a lot.
When you get the call to come here for a third time,
yeah.
They say, Chase, we want you to go to Penticton for a third time.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay. Do I got to do this again? But we're going to maybe throw an A on your lapel. Does that make it a little bit more palatable to come and as you say, be a leader and be a little bit of a guide here as a 21-year-old player?
Yeah. I don't even think I had – I didn't even think twice about it. As soon as they invited me, I was like, again. But, no, I'm just excited, like I said. Anytime you get to throw on the jersey, whether it's for pictures or just screw around practice, it's fun. It's an honor looking down and seeing that Jets logo. And getting to do that last year was unbelievable. My first couple of NHL games, best day of my life. And no, anytime you get to wear that jersey, I want to do that for the rest of my life and as long as possible.
To this, and you've had, I think, a couple of practices now in one game. And, boy, it's real tough to throw a collection of guys like this together and hope to succeed. But do you kind of feel now, day four into this, that things are kind of coming together a little bit better?
Yeah, I think so. Like you saw last night, it was a bit of almost like a grudge match, I guess. It was kind of a street fight the entire game. Not really my game, but I think as a smaller, skilled team, bigger teams like Calgary, that's going to be their game play is try to get us off our game and get in our heads, which I was trying to tell the boys in the locker room, you just kind of got to let it go. And obviously, we're a skilled team. We know what we got to do to win. It's our forecheck and good puck management. I thought last night we kind of got away from that was turnovers of the blue and stuff like that. But, I mean, it's all a process. I mean, I learned that last year. My first year of pro is just the little things you got to do right. And we're all learning here still. And we got a good group. But I think as the tournament goes on, as the days go along, we're going to keep getting better.
Yeah, just one more because I know you got to go.
Yep, no worries.
What would it say if you guys were able to beat Vancouver and their young guys tomorrow?
Yeah, no, it's nice. I think you come into this tournament, it's not just games, not just summer hockey. It's, like you said, you're throwing on the Jets sweater and it's time to represent. So. You don't want to lose ever. I know last year was tough in the minors, but it's a fresh season, and we all want to win. We all want to make the Jets, and we got to do whatever it takes to get the W.